Only in America, with the latest chapter in our long and often laughable history of consumer lawsuits. You know the kind of thing I'm talking about here. There was the guy who sued Budweiser in 91 because the beer does not literally transport people to a paradise of beautiful women. Or, more recently, the Florida woman a couple years back who argued that her Reese's peanut butter pumpkins lacked the jack-o'-lantern face on the packaging. She does have a point. But this week, a federal judge had more fun than usual with a case like this. A man in Illinois had sued Buffalo Wild Wings, claiming that his order of boneless chicken wings were not actually deboned wings, but were instead chicken breast assembled to look like a wing. Buffalo Wild Wings admitted it's true, posting, "Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken," adding, "The hamburgers contain no ham, and the buffalo wings are 0% buffalo." So, was this man deceived? Must a boneless chicken wing in a bar actually come from wing meat? The judge ruled and he said no, it need not. In that 10-page ruling, he said the man's claim had, quote, no meat on its bones, which is pretty funny for a judge. But look, if you find yourself tricked into thinking Captain Crunch is a real captain or Count Chocula a real count, I have some oceanfront property I'd like to sell you. It's in Arizona. The view is amazing.